Tom Ceratori now joining us outside of the Beaver locker room. Congratulations on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
I thought that was a wildly entertaining and a really, really well-played game by you guys.
100%. No, we played really well. And, you know, a few mistakes, but overall, again, I just thought we were good away from the puck. We scored some timely goals. And just a good character win.
Each of those three goals you scored just seemed to be like Beaver goals, very gritty and very hard earned.
Well, it's playoff hockey right now, and you have to play that way, guys. You know that.
Boy, you don't bank on scoring a shorthanded goal to get you started, but that was a heck of a way to get you started, wasn't it?
You know what? It's nice to be on the other side, but then again, we give the other one up. But at the end of the day, you're right. It's just nice to start out that way and get a lead and get it the hard way. So
defensively, Tom, I mean, they got such speed. I thought you guys just positionally really played solid tonight. They didn't have any two-on-ones. They didn't have a lot of room to shoot the puck.
We had good layers tonight, and that's the biggest thing, is we had really good layers. We had our three layers were good on the forecheck. We had good layers in the neutral zone, and that's when you have good layers, they got to slow down, and they just got to slow down. And they can't navigate north south. They got to go, you force them to go east west. And when you do that, then we reload, get through the middle of the rink, and get above pucks. And we're in good shape. And then we're in good shape on the breakout. So you stay connected that way.
Only once do I remember Lucas Wallen coming in all alone, and that's probably one more than you wanted.
Well, it was early in the. I know early in the game he had a little space. He had a little space early in the game. Yeah.
Talk about that late penalty kill. No time to come up really, really big, and they did.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a big kill, and again, that was gutty. And you know what? It was gutty too on the 6-on-5. We haven't had 6-on-5 in a while, so it was nice. For us, it was 5-on-6, but it was nice to play that. And I thought our guys really squared up to the puck pretty good. And I thought Hilty saw it, and we cleared rebounds. And you know, there's always going to be a few dicey moments on a 6-on-5, but you know, we had a 2-goal lead as well, so it's nice playing that with a 2-goal lead.
Well, with the team with speed, the way to counter it was with speed, and you got plenty of that. I thought your breakout was clicking pretty well today.
You know what? We were like, I don't want to overuse the word connected, but we were connected pretty good. You know what? We got back. We made short passes. We had good support. We pushed out of the zone when we were supposed to, and you know, and that helped as well. And no, we did a lot of good things.
Let's hope for as many tomorrow night.
All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunting Communications post-game show tonight.